The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. This is such an exciting time to be in real estate, isn't it, Howard?
Sure it is. Boy, we have been busy this week.
Busy.
People calling us to list their house, to buy houses. It's been crazy for you and me this week, hasn't it?
Oh, it is fun, Howard. I love it. You know, some people don't like being essential workers. I mean, I've talked to plenty of people who are real estate agents who are like, yeah, I'm not showing property. I don't want to be exposed. But you know what? It gets down to, why are you in the business? Are you in to make a dollar? Or are you in to help people? And Howard, we've always been in it to help people. And this is the most important time to help people. Some people are finding that they have lost their jobs and they need to sell their home. We are here for you. I mean, you call us and we are going to come over and counsel you and help you understand what your best decisions could be. You know, there's a lot of news about forbearance, and that's not the right program for everyone. So there's other options. And I tell you, if you're in a position where you've either lost your job or you're going to lose your job and you're worried about making your mortgage payments, call us and let's have a conversation. We are more than happy to guide you. We stay up on all the details and we try our best to be here to help. So we've always called ourselves the problem-solving realtors. And, you know, we just have that spirit of gratitude of having the opportunity to help people. And that's why we're in it, right, Howard?
That's right. And we're going to talk about what the difference is, by the way, between forbearance and deferment. There's a huge difference between them. And depending on the type of loan that you have, government-backed loans have different programs than other mortgage companies, so we'll talk about them today. So
yes, and you know, Howard, I want to give a shout-out. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
You mind if I do that now? Okay, great. And first of all, let me say, if anyone wants to call in and talk to us today, please do that. We're here to answer your questions. It is a live show. We are in the studio. I'm not, but Howard is in the studio and practicing our social distancing, but we're here. So it's 222-8255. So please call in and we will answer your questions. The shout outs I want to give, start with, Melissa. You're going to show her property today, right?
Right after the show.
First time home buyers out in the marketplace. I love that. I tell you, that's the perfect client. It's easy for them to buy because they don't have anything to sell. I also want to give a shout out to some new clients we have. Now, we've talked to them over the years because they're radio show listeners. And but they're working with us, and their names are Miranda and Mark, and we're going to help them buy and sell a home. We've got Bill, Danielle, and David. That's a family who's put their house up for sale, and they understand that this is a great time for the price range they're in, the part of town they're in. They're going to have great success in getting their home sold.
Oh, wait till I tell you about that house later. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And we just went on the market Thursday, right?
And three showings already?
Yeah. Yes. Also, I want to give a shout out to Gary and Doreen. So these are past customers of ours who had moved from St. Augustine to Texas, and now it's time for them to come back. And so they needed a realtor downstate. Again, we can help. These are things we can do to help people, and they know that, and they see us as a resource. And I just want to remind you all that we can help you that way, too. If you're moving out of town and you need a realtor somewhere else, let us get you one. This is what we do. We connect people. We are your resource. Also, our past clients are looking to be clients again. I want to give a shout out to Matt and Jen. We're going to go meet with them tomorrow. We're super excited about that. And one of our customers was out at new construction yesterday and went into the site office there, the model home, and ran into Scott Harvey. And he is a friend of ours, Howard. We've done business with him so many times over the past two decades.
Yes, Dreamfinders.
Dreamfinders, yes. So he's his neighborhood is over off of Sunbeam Road, and that's a great little neighborhood back there. It's small, it's quaint, it has natural gas. I mean, there are some really good buys at that neighborhood. I mean, under 300, around the 300 mark. They come with the washer, the dryer, the refrigerator. I mean, everything you need. It's literally move-in ready. So you got to go out and see Scott and tell him Angela and Howard sent you.
That's right. And by the way, yeah, they love working with realtors. So
always. Yes.
The site agents always do. A lot of people think, a lot of buyers think, oh, I'll just avoid realtors because that way I can get a better buy on the house. Well, no, you can't. You just can't do that. As a matter of fact, sometimes we know how to get things for you that you can't get yourself. So do not go there. The site agent, who do they represent? They represent the builder. You need someone that represents you. So go with a realtor.
Make sure we're clear about this, too. They love realtors. It's not that they see us as a problem. They love us. I mean, our commission comes out of a separate marketing fund that they have. It doesn't take away from their commission. It doesn't impact your sales price. And I will tell you, we know so many site agents, and they love realtors because realtors bring them customers. I mean, they wouldn't get the houses all sold without all the realtors who service them. So, you know, always go, when you're going to a builder, take a realtor with you. Because it's not going to harm you in any way. It's actually going to be to your benefit.
All right.
Please do that.
Hey, we got a contest today.
Oh, wait. I didn't say the other thing that makes me happy this week.
What makes you happy this week?
Yesterday. You ready?
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Open.
The what?
The beaches.
The beaches are open.
You know I love the ocean.
Yes, but only in the morning. Only in the morning, yes.
So for Duval County, the beaches are going to be open from 6 to 11, and then in the evening from 5 to 8. So for walking, exercise, and swimming, this is what you get to do. You can run, you can walk, you can swim. St. John's County's open from 6 to noon. Same thing, just for essential activities, walking, swimming, and running. And Nassau County, not open yet. They're not quite ready to make that. But, y'all, doesn't that feel so good to have that back?
Yes, I mean, get some of that fresh sea air.
Yes, and I feel like it soothes your soul. And it's a place where you can just connect with nature and with God. And I just love it. And I feel like it's such an encouragement to so many people to get back, to have the opportunity to be back at the beach.
All right.
So that's wonderful.
Sounds good. All right. Yeah. We got a contest because we want to get people thinking, getting their thinking caps on, and getting them thinking about real estate. So today is April 18th, and there are two very important things that happened in real estate that that happened actually over 100 years ago. One of them was a very positive thing, and one of them was a very negative thing that happened over 100 years ago that had to do with real estate, building. So think about that. Happened over 100 years ago on April 18th.
Howard, I think you being at home has made you make more complicated questions than you used to. This was a hard one.
Well, get your Siri out or your computer out and say, what happened on this day in history? And then you can narrow it down to what happened on this day, a positive thing and a negative thing. Stay with us. We'll be right back with a lot of good stuff. morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do. Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years experience and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit TheBuildingInspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. We are so excited to be here on this happy, happy, cloudy Saturday.
It is a happy day. I'm going to be out showing houses to Melissa, and
yes, but I'm not.
That's right, you're not. I get to do that today, but I will be prepared. I have my mask ready. I have my gloves ready. I went to Lowe's and bought a new pack of 100 gloves, except I got the better one. So they cost like four times as much. They're disposable ones, but they don't tear as easily, and they feel so much better on my hands. They're the ones that the mechanics wear, the black ones. Anyway.
Yes, you know, as we're out showing property, we are practicing social distancing. We're only allowed to take the buyer and the decision maker, whoever's decision makers. You can't bring your aunts, your cousins, your children, you know, extra people with you. Only the decision makers can be out. They also must have masks. They also must have gloves. You know, it's not comfortable and it's not fun. So if people are willing to come out with their mask and their gloves, I tell you, they're serious buyers. So if you're a seller and you're trying to determine, do I open up my house or not? Say yes. because buyers are serious right now, and they're trying to find a home.
Yes. Actually, we open, what I do personally is I open all the doors, and if they want a cabinet open, I open the cabinet, so they don't have to touch anything. And we're also driving in separate cars.
Yeah. So. Yes. This is part of our order from, you know, the state of Florida, how it needs to be done to be out in the marketplace right now.
Yeah.
And again, it's not fun, but it's worth doing because, you know what? Nothing feels better than helping people. I love that. So do you, Howard. So, you know, it allows us to keep doing what we love most, which is helping people.
Yes. What you said was it's not fun. What's not fun is doing the extra things, but it's necessary to do. That's right. Yes, the masks are not fun to wear all day long.
They're
anyway.
Not.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, we usually we start the show. We didn't get a chance to do it with what's special about today.
It's, what's that?
Well, there are a couple of fun things. And Alan, our producer, is going to appreciate this one. And I wonder if he already knows it. It is International Amateur Radio Day. Yes, because Alan is you're an enthusiast in that regard. Is that a ham radio that you do, Alan? What is it that you do?
It sure does.
All right. Did you know that it was that day today?
Yeah, they've been promoting it all week on Facebook.
Ah, okay. And Angela, I want you to know about this. You didn't know about this. And I want all of the husbands out there to know about this. It is Husband Appreciation Day. That's right. It really is.
Okay, I like it. I like it. And I appreciate you, Howard.
Well, thank you so much. And I'll just give one more because there's a bunch of them today. It's National Animal Cracker Day. Did you give your kids?
Yes.
Everybody did
that. Yes.
I love animal crackers.
Listen, you know what, Howard? Since it is Husband Appreciation Day, I do want to say something.
What is that?
I think everybody now knows that in February that I fell and I broke some bones and I wasn't able to take care of myself. So I just want to give a shout out to you, Howard, because you get Husband of the Year Award because you took care of me, you fed me, you cleaned our home, you cleaned, you know, everything that had to be done, you did it. You know, ran our business. You did everything. So I just want to give you a shout out. I do appreciate you. And now I have witnesses who know that I do.
Well, thank you, honey. I just want to say you are absolutely worth it. And that's what every husband and wife should do for each other, to do something to make the other one appreciate them. So
that's right.
I'm just glad you are mended and up and about and doing your thing. So welcome back to the world.
Thank you. And I do want to say this also. When you're sequestered in your home, you're quarantined in your home, and it's just, say, the two of you, just husband and wife or whatever, be so extra kind to that other person, because that may be the only smile they see. It may be the only words of kindness that they hear. And, you know, sometimes we take advantage of our spouses and we're not always so nice and sweet. This is the time to go above and beyond. It's good for your marriage and it's good for your mental health and for your heart. So go above and beyond. Even if you don't feel like it, say nice things and be kind.
There you go. Love those words.
That's my public service announcement.
Okay. Sounds good. Hey, I want to get back to the contest again, and I'm going to give a couple of more hints. So
and the telephone number so people will call.
All right, 222-8255. So it's April 18th today, very important day in history with regard to real estate and buildings. So both of these things happened at least 100 years ago. One of them, and this is the negative one, happened in the United States over 100 years ago. The other one happened in Europe, and it happened hundreds of years ago. And this was a very positive thing. So, and it was the start of something. That's a big hint. It was the start of the building of something many, many years ago. So,
the start of the building or the end of the building?
The start of the building.
Okay.
Many, many years ago, hundreds of years ago.
Centuries, yes. Got it.
Okay.
Okay. Again, I think you made it too hard. I sure didn't know the answer to the question.
And you still may have to help. And after the next segment, I'm going to give an additional hint to kind of narrow it down a little bit.
All right. We're just trying to let you have fun today and participate. So please call in. We are giving away, ready, gift cards to the grocery store. Everybody needs groceries right now. So nobody needs gas. You realize that? Everybody's sitting at home. Gas is cheap. Everyone I talk to says that's the lowest part of their budget right now is gas. But everybody needs food.
So. I passed by BJ's on the way to the station today, and it was $1.40.
Wow.
Yes.
That's crazy.
All right. Anyway,
SUV now.
Let's talk about real estate. What happened this past week for real estate? And by the way, thinking about it, forget the coronavirus for a second. This week should have been lower than last week because it was an Easter week. And, of course,
And Passover.
Right.
Yep.
But what did happen this week? Did anybody buy any houses? Did anybody put their house on the market? Did any house go under contract? What happened, Angela?
Well, you know, with all of our excitement, this definitely did happen. So, Howard, here's the numbers. 562 new offers got accepted. That is no difference from the week before. We're right in the same ballpark, so we love that. You can tell people are out shopping. And we also want to note that open houses got shut down, and so we really expected a slowdown. But, you know, it's really, really awesome in light of the virus and the open houses being closed. So 561 new homes came on the market. Now, that was compared the previous week to 636. So that's about a 12% slowdown. And again, that was being expected. 116 of the 561 homes, they're already under contract. Howard, as you have said week after week over the last 9 years, that the same percentage of houses sell no matter what's going on in the market. And that is true. This week proved it again. 20% of the houses that came on the market, they're already under contract. You nailed it. 35 of those went under contract on the very first day. And 405 of you closed on a home for yourself, and we say
congratulations. That's right.
Yes. And that number was actually up, Howard, up 6%. So, as you know, we are down right now in statistics from this time last year, because of social distancing. And some people have lost their income, or they fear that they're going to lose their income. But there are many, many people with jobs that are secure. First responders, many government workers, law enforcement, healthcare workers, the military, people who are retiring or have already retired, truckers, many tradespersons, real estate agents, people that build houses, the construction industry, those that provide items that go into grocery stores, and so many more. The real estate market is not as brisk as it was this time last year, but know that transactions are still occurring. We all have to live somewhere, and the need for housing, it's still continuing. So don't be afraid. Get in the marketplace.
Yeah. Now, we told you about that last week. You know, we gave that same information, but it's so important that we just thought we needed to repeat it again. People still are buying. People still are selling. You know, this is not doom and gloom. Now, it is if you lost your job in terms of you can't buy. But it is for other people, if you do need to buy, if you do need to sell, there are opportunities. We're going to talk more about that when we come back, and we're going to talk about the plans for if you can't pay your mortgage right now. And there are people like that. There are plans available to help you. So we're going to come back after the break, and we're going to talk about that, because we know that this is a hard time for some people that have lost their job. The important thing is talk to your lender. Do not stick your head in the sand. We'll be right back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. French authorities have barred a cruise ship that's been at sea since early January from disembarking more than 1,000 passengers before its final destination in Italy. The regional administration for the Bouches-du-Rhône in southern France signed a nationwide ban on allowing foreign cruise ships to dock. Strong earthquake shook a Japanese island chain in the Pacific Ocean south of Tokyo. There was no danger of a tsunami, and officials say there were no reports of damage or injuries. The quake had a magnitude 6.9 on the scale. The African Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Africa now has more than 1,000 deaths from COVID-19. Nigeria says the president's chief of staff there has died from the coronavirus. A total of 52 of the continent's 54 countries have now reported cases of the virus. Investors felt more optimistic on Friday, driving the Dow up by 704 points. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the things we're frequently asked for advice on is how much to spend on an engagement ring. The guideline most often used is the equivalent of 2 months' salary. But I'll say this, the price you pay for a diamond is directly related to its beauty. If somebody wants a big, cheap diamond, I'll guarantee you it's poor diamond quality-wise, and that's not what we carry at Underwoods. But if you want a diamond with fine color, clarity, and cut to the right specifications for maximum beauty, these are the kind of diamonds we carefully select at Underwoods. You see, when somebody's been married for a long time, they don't always remember what they paid for the engagement ring. They do remember the sacrifice they made to pay for it. And when you consider that a diamond engagement ring will be worn and looked at by her every day for the rest of her life, most people agree that a really fine quality diamond ought to be considered. That's what we specialize in at Underwoods and have for over 90 years.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
For limited time, go to MyPillow.com. When you buy a set of Giza Sheets, Mike will give you a set of Giza Sheets for free when you use promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 and give them promo code WBOB for this fantastic offer.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Cloudy and breezy with up to about a 60% chance of rain this weekend. Highs of 85 down to about 68. 70% chance of rain, mostly cloudy and breezy by Monday. High 85. 30% chance of rain Monday night. Mostly cloudy, lows of 63. And then mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday with high around 80.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy cloudy Saturday. You know what I always say, Howard? If you like it in the rain, you're going to love it in the sunshine.
Oh, I'm not wishing for any rain today. Not when I'm showing houses.
Well, you know, I did tell you in advance it was going to rain, and I asked the buyer's permission, too, to still make the appointments, let her know it was going to rain. So she was good with it.
Okay, maybe it'll wash away any germs around the house that we showed. How about
that's
that?
A great point.
All
yes,
right.
That's a great point.
Hey, I want to remind everyone about the contest because nobody's called in yet, maybe because they think it's too hard. So I'm going to make it a little bit easier. Today's April 18th, very important day in history for the buildings, home. It's not actually not homes. Has
it's
nothing.
Not homes.
Not homes. Okay, one's positive, one's negative. Over 100 years ago, one of them happened in the United States. It was the negative thing, and I will say it happened west of the Mississippi River. Okay, that was the negative thing. What happened over 100 years ago? Big, big event. Everyone should have learned this in history that happened on the West Coast. There's a big, big hint. Happened on the West Coast. That was a big negative thing. And the other one that is a very positive thing happened hundreds of years ago. And if you're a Catholic, then it has big meaning for you. We've got caller. Let's see if the caller knows. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm not sure if I'm the very best, actually.
Good.
I'm not sure if this is how to answer this other than to say building codes because of the San Francisco fire.
Well, the San Francisco fire is the correct answer for the negative thing. It happened in 1906, but really it was the earthquake that started the fire.
But still, that's good enough.
Yes, that was in San Francisco, and it resulted in 80% of the city being destroyed and killed about 3,000 people. Yes. So do you have a guess for the other thing? The positive thing that occurred?
The positive thing that occurred.
Yeah, this is a tougher one. Go ahead, Angela.
I was just going to say the positive one happened in Europe about 400, 500 years ago.
And it's very meaningful to Catholics.
Well, it has something to do with cathedrals, I guess, but I wouldn't have a clue how to answer the question.
Okay. Well, we're going to send you a gas card.
Yep.
And we're going to send you back to Alan. And do you have any real estate questions for us before we get you off the phone?
No, not really.
All right. Well, we thank you for listening.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We're going to go to Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Oh, good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
We are terrific and hope you are.
Yep. Hanging in there.
Well, good. You sound like a New Yorker, Mike.
You got it. You got it.
Yay!
Well, we're glad you're here, or unless you are calling from New York right now.
No. I'm here. I'm in a development off of Atlantic and Kern. It's called Hawkins Cove.
We're familiar with Hawkins Cove. Sure.
There you go.
Very. All right.
A lot of real estate in Brooklyn, though.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. I was going to try the negative one. I had a feeling it was the San Francisco earthquake.
Yes.
But I'll stay with the positive development. And since you gave some hints, and you said 400 or 500 years ago, and you referenced Catholics, I'm just going to go with the building of Notre Dame Cathedral?
No, but that was a good guess.
Very good guess.
Yeah, that was a very good guess. Do you have any real estate questions for us while you're on the phone?
Just very quickly, since this crazy virus took effect here in Jacksonville, have you guys seen any slowing down in sales? And
there is a small slowing down in sales and a small slowing down on putting homes on the market, much like there is in November and December when people take their home off the market because they think not as many people are going to be looking for homes and some people are not looking to buy. But the same percentage of homes that are on the market are being sold, just like there is in November and December. But there's no change in prices that we are seeing.
I see. No change in prices.
Right.
Well, that's good to know. I'm glad to know that it hasn't had too bad of a negative effect in regards to the buying and selling of real estate. So, good news.
Yes. So,
are you thinking of buying or selling?
No, I'm in a house right now. And to tell you the truth, we're at an age where I think this, you know, when you're in New York and you buy a home, you don't deal with homeowners associations. And, you know, they could be, they mean well. They want to keep up the outside appearance of homes. Absolutely understand that. But sometimes certain ones could get a little anal when it comes to weeds and that come through the St. Augustine grass. So, I might want to go back to a condo like I had in New York City. What could I say?
Yeah.
So well, I want to get plenty of condos around. So you just us and we're going to help you find one and we'll help you sell your home.
Excellent.
That's what we do. We're realtors first.
Excellent.
Well, thank you for calling, Mike. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Listen to your show every Saturday morning. Keep up the great work.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So let me expand a little bit on that answer. So I did say that the market is down a little bit. And it's down a little bit like it is in November and December. So when I say down, I don't mean it's down from what it is normally this time of year. Now, that doesn't mean that it's a terrible downfall and we should all be worried. It's expected to be down because of the virus. Is it a terrible thing like occurred in 2008? No, because in 2008, there was a glut of homes on the market and nobody was buying and nobody was selling and prices crashed 35%. This is nothing like that at all. Prices have not gone down. Right now, there's actually a shortage of homes. Angela and I have buyers. And the problem is there's not enough homes to choose from. We have customers that are looking for homes in the $200,000 to $350,000 range. There's not enough of them to show. And when we find one that looks good and priced right, it gets sold the first week.
And often with multiple offers. Because, again, the inventory is just that limited. So we're at about 2.5 months of inventory, meaning if we sold houses at the same rate that's always done, our inventory would be depleted in 2.5 months. So it's really 6 months is the number that we look for to say it's a good, steady market, a balanced market. So this is a seller's market. It is time to sell. If you're thinking of selling, call us, 687-8161. That's Howard's number. Mine's 465-3845. We are here to help. This is what we love doing, is helping people in the thing that we know the most about, which is the real estate market.
Yeah, so. and the issue always is, if you're a seller and somebody asks us, how's the market? The real response is, well, are you a seller? Well, tell me about your house. Tell me about what's the condition of it, and are you looking to sell it at a reasonable price? How does your house compare to other houses in your neighborhood? And we'll tell you whether or not your house is likely to sell in a reasonable amount of time. If it looks good, it's priced right, then your house will be easy to sell. If you're going to try and sell it 10% above the market, then it's not going to be easy to sell. If you're a buyer and you're asking how's the market, well, if you're trying to get a bargain, there are not bargains out there. But if you want to buy a reasonable house at a reasonable price, then it's a good market for you. So it just depends on your particular situation, what you are looking for. That's the right answer that any realtor who's worth his salt should give you. And Angela and I will always give you that answer.
The truth.
The truth.
We're big about the truth.
And when we come to look at your house, we're going to tell you the truth as to what it needs, what you need to do to it to get the best return for your market. So stay with us, everyone. We're going to tell you more information. What's the difference between forbearance and deferment? So stay with us. We'll be right back.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right, they use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestcontrol.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969 to see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, cloudy Saturday.
Yes. Hey, did you hear that new ad that we did for Christine Kennedy, who has a special condo program for, for condos that are, you know, not...
Warrantable.
Yeah. Only 3% down. Whereas
3% down. That's a bargain. And it's a conventional product.
That is really super. She's going to get a lot of business from that. So that commercial was really designed for the realtors that are listening that don't have someone to go to. Hey, we've got Bill on the line. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Nice to hear from you.
Good to talk to you again, Howard. Hello, Angela.
How you doing, Bill?
Doing very, very well, thank you. I think I've got the answer to the second part of the contest.
Okay, what do you think?
Perfect.
It is the laying of the cornerstone to the current St. Peter's Basilica.
Oh, you did your research, didn't you?
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
That is correct.
And that was a tough one, Howard.
It was a tough one. I tried to narrow it down as the show went along. So
I tell you, Bill, when I first heard that question, I'm like, Howard, you're spending too much time at home. You know, playing your little puzzles and games. He's always sharpening his mind. I'm thinking, this is too obscure. No one's going to get it.
I couldn't even find the answer. Eileen had to help me, so that's where the answer came from.
Women are so smart. I love it. Way to go, Eileen.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Great.
Well Bill, we recognize your voice, of course, and we thank you for listening. We know that you've been a regular listener, and we know your address, But we'll send it to Bill anyway so we don't have to look it up. Anyway, we so thank you for listening. That is a great answer. And by the way, it was in 1506 that that cornerstone was laid. So many, many years ago. And of course, that is a beautiful cathedral that still stands today.
So, yeah, Bill, did you have any real estate questions while you were on? Anything you're thinking about?
No, not at this time. However, I will be speaking to you probably a little bit later on during the week, this coming week.
Okay, good.
Very good.
Good. Yeah, I was thinking about calling you anyway to see how things are progressing. So, yeah, good.
They're starting to move along very well now. So we'll be in touch.
Very good.
Sounds fabulous.
Thanks for listening, Bill.
Always do. You take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, Bill
See,
is a long...
Is really, this is really an exciting time in real estate. The people who need to buy and sell are still out there buying and selling. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. And some people aren't able to do it, and we're ready to help them as well. Right, Howard?
Yes.
Yes. So if people have lost their job or they can't make their mortgage payment, you want to talk about that now, about forbearance versus deferral?
Well, first I want to make a comment about Bill. And Bill is a great, Bill and his wife are beautiful people and have an absolutely gorgeous home that is the epitome of spotless and just perfect.
How to be ready for buyers?
Yes.
Yeah. My claim to fame is helping people get their house ready for the market. And when I went in, there was nothing to do. Nothing.
Yes.
I mean, I literally said, I think you can move the Kleenex box. I mean, I had to have something to say. There was nothing to say. Their house is perfect. And you know what they said, Howard? I love this. We're longtime listeners. We've been hearing you tell us how to get a house ready for market. We wanted you to see it exactly with the advice that you gave. And I was like, yes, I'm so happy. It was awesome.
Yes.
It was awesome.
So, Bill, thank you so much for listening and for calling in with that. I know you did your research to find that out. So the answer was St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican. Thank you, Eileen, for finding that out.
Women rock. Yes. Women are so smart.
All right. We need to tell the difference between if you go to your lender, if you're having trouble paying your mortgage, they may offer you a deferrent or forbearance. And forbearance is they give you a delay for a certain number of months. The problem is at the end of that forbearance period, everything that you have missed, you have to pay back in a lump sum, principal and interest. However, some lenders may choose to work with you to structure a repayment plan. On the other hand, deferment is allowing you to repay the money either over time or, more importantly, at the end of the loan period. So that may be 25 years from now. So in most cases, deferment is a better option. Now, if you have an FHA loan, there was a new thing that came out a week and a half ago that the FHA implemented a national emergency partial claim option, which said that they would grant a forbearance, but they could also offer you to repay the loan, repay that amount as a second mortgage whenever you pay off the first mortgage. So whenever you sell the home or pay off that first mortgage, whether it's 25 years from now, 10 years from now, whatever. The important thing,
they were going to do that as interest-free subordinate mortgage. Yeah.
How about that? Now, you still have to pay the interest for the time that you haven't paid, but they're not adding interest on because you're not paying it until the end.
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
Very good. Yeah. The important thing is this. Don't stick your head in the sand, meaning don't just not pay it. Talk to your lender. You'll find out whether you have an FHA loan, a VA loan. Well, you always know whether you have a VA loan or not. A Freddie Mae loan, a Fannie Mae loan, because there are different programs available to you.
Even Jenny May.
Yes.
Their own situation's happening right now.
Now, we told you that we have had a busy week, and you know what we got to tell you about now?
Hot deals of the day.
We have a new home that came on the market that is probably going to sell this weekend. We told you that when houses look good and they priced right, well, they're going to sell. And we have one that came on the market in Julington Forest. Now, that is not Julington Creek. It's Julington Forest. It's on
Duval County. It's in Duval County.
It's in Duval County. Now, here's the great thing. There are no CDD fees. There are no HOA fees.
That's great news.
So here's this. Do you think that you can get a house like this? This one looks good. It's priced right. So, four bedroom, two bath. It's about 2,100 square feet, plus a over 300 square foot Florida room that has air conditioning and heating. That's not counted in the 2,100. Plus a 200 foot cooled and insulated detached workshop. So you can make it a man cave. You can make it a she shed, plus a deck, plus a patio, plus an updated kitchen, plus updated bathrooms, plus an outdoor kitchen, plus a fire pit, a two-car garage, a covered front porch. The family room is probably 300 square feet with a cathedral ceiling. There's no carpet in the house. It has all wood floors. I mean, this house is so move-in ready. It was built in 1984, but again, all of these things have been updated. It has a water softener. It has a solar water heater. This house
solar
is on
water heater. Think about the utility bills. A solar water heater. That's awesome. 80-gallon tank.
It's on a beautiful treed lot, has a fenced-in yard. I mean, and the price.
Summer kitchen, fire pit. And I have to correct you on something, Howard.
What's that?
I don't know why your numbers are wrong on what you said. Sorry about that. But the Florida room is actually 450 square feet.
I didn't remember the square footage. That's why I said it's.
And you're confusing it with that shed outside that where the workshop is that's air-conditioned. That's 320 square feet.
Okay.
So this house, I'm telling you, it offers everything. Four bedrooms. So
we haven't said
great for kids,
the price.
Great for kids. It's in a great school district, too.
It's under $300,000.
Yes.
290.
That's crazy, isn't it? That's
290 square feet. We also have that vacant lot.
Yes, at 276 Cherokee at the corner of McCoy's Creek and Fitzgerald.
We've got
an acre for $25,000.
We've got the condo at Summer House at the beach. That two-bedroom, two-bath for $150,000. And, of course, the executive home that we've talked about that's on the water in Mandarin for $975. I want to tell you that the Van Wees will be here live, as they always are, right after the show. They're going to tell you that it was actually a pretty good week in the stock market. Angela and I are always here to help you. We do want to help you. You do need help with the largest financial transaction that you're going to have. God bless everyone. Call us after the show, 687-8161. We're here to help you. We'll be back with you next week.